Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. High school baseball starting around the state last night, a week earlier than usual. On a pleasant night, a little wind at the Jack Marlowe Athletic Complex in Maquoketa as the Hawks took down the Cardinals in the doubleheader sweep, WAMAC Conference East Division style. The Hawks brought their hitting shoes down to Jackson County and used them right off the bat, scoring 6 runs on 4 hits in the top of the first inning in Game 1. They added 2 more in the second and didn't score again until the top of the fifth, when those 2 runs propelled them to a 10-0-5 inning win. The Hawks with 10 hits, 6 runners left on base. They were given 9 free passes, 8 walks, and 1-hit batter from Cardinal pitching. Connor Funk, Luke Curley, and Isaac Fetkether all with RBIs in Game 1. Lucas Meyer had 3 RBIs in Game 1. Luke Curley was outstanding on the mound for the Hawks. 2 hits allowed and only 3 base runners as he just walked 1 batter, striking out 10, 7 swinging, and 3 looking in the 5-inning complete game shutout that lasted just 1 hour and 31 minutes. Curley talked to us in the post-game show about the Game 1 effort as he gave great credit to his teammates.
Pitching with the lead, you can just throw strikes and make them do all the work. I mean, my teammates not making any errors behind me just made it a whole lot easier, just taking all the stress off of me and just letting me play the baseball. Last year, obviously, we had our struggles, and be able to come out in the first game this year and just play some flawless defense, it's just awesome. Coach was just really having me pound the zone with fastballs, just try to make them get themselves out. I mean, they weren't hitting the ball super great, but just going out there and trying to throw strikes, whatever happens, happens.
Game 2 was a little tougher, but the same result with a W for the Hawks as Maquoketa jumped on the board first, but not until the 3rd inning. They led 1-0 until the top of the 6th when the Hawks tied it up. Extra innings came, and the Hawks didn't want to wait around any longer than they had to, so they scored 3 runs in the top of the 8th. Lucas Meyer came in, closed things out, and picked up the save. Connor Funk with the win in Game 2. 4-1, the final in 8 innings. Luke Curley came up big with a 2-RBI double in that top of the 8th. He talked about the mindset he had in that situation and how the team feels after night number 1 of competition.
Runners on, I was just trying to do some damage. One out, Coach Werner just told me to do my thing, and that's what happened. We know it's a long game and that we have every single inning. Obviously, you can start off bad. Obviously, you can start off real good like we did in the first game, but playing a full 7 innings, 8 innings if you have to, just staying locked in and good things will happen. Go out and compete and get better. Seniors on the squad have been playing baseball for a real long time, and so for us to be able to play together on a varsity squad in our senior year, I mean, what better can you ask for? We're just trying to go out there and compete, win some ball games while we're at it, just have fun.
The Hawks will stay on the road tonight as they take on the Class 1A runner-up from a year ago, the Qihai Hawks of Lansing. The JV varsity doubleheader at their baseball field in New Albany starting at 5 o'clock with the JV game, followed by the varsity around 6:30. We'll have coverage of the varsity contest live right here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. In other coverage area results, Western Dubuque doubled up Cedar Rapids Washington on the road, winning Game 1 13-3 and the nightcap 9-0. Beckman split with Williamsburg on the road, winning Game 1 6-5. They fell to the Raiders in the second contest by the score of 7-3. And Independence swept South Tama on the road 14-5 and 16-5. Boys district golf meets were held yesterday, West Delaware coming in 4th as they finished 352 behind Marion, who was 349 in 3rd place. Solon won it with a 315. Washington was 2nd, 347. Vinton Shelsburg came in 5th with a 368. Solon and Washington, the top 2 teams moving on to state at the Wildcat Country Club near Shelsburg. Jack Busing led the way for the Hawks, 13th place with an 86. Griffin Lott, 17th with an 88. Will Halverson, 19th, an 89. Coy Payton, an 89 as well, good for 20th. Aiden Zertzman, a 92 at 22nd. And Kevin Hochschild, 25th, with a 94. The Hawks wrap up a fine season at the district meet and say goodbye to 4 seniors. Class 2A district meet hosted by Minneapolis at the Heritage Oaks Golf and Country Club. Beckman finishing 2nd by just 1 stroke. West Branch winning it with a 325. Blazers will advance to the state tournament. The medalist was the Blazer junior, Nate Offerman, with a 76. The Class 1A coverage area meet comes up today, hosted by East Buchanan at the Pheasant Ridge Golf Course in Cedar Falls, starting at 10 a.m. Three coverage area teams competing: East Buchanan, Starmont, and Edco. Individually, Jack Wiskus, Garrett Waterhouse, Jacob Gedkin, Corey Putz, all advancing on from the sectional in the, and also individually, Northland junior Henry Schmidt, East Buchanan junior Ben Hessner, and sophomore Hayden Nelson. In girls soccer last night, regular season contest, Anamosa winning over Central DeWitt at home 3-1. It was Class 1A Region 5 play in Tipton. Monticello fell to the Tigers by the score of 2-0. The West Delaware boys soccer team back in action later today, a 5:15 start in Dyersville as they'll take on the Blazers. The Coe College baseball team found out where they will play this coming weekend yesterday afternoon, as they're in the Stevens Point Regional. The Cohawks at 21-19 will take on North Central of Illinois at 33-12. That'll be a 1:30 contest on Friday afternoon. The winner gets Wisconsin Stevens Point or Lawrence. In the world of Major League Baseball, these winners in the AL: Detroit, Yankees, Boston, Toronto, Texas, the White Sox, and Minnesota. In the National League, Miami, the Cubs, Milwaukee, San Francisco, and the LA Dodgers. The Cardinals at the Mets were postponed because of weather. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.